Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's four, and Sabina, who's one.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, listas?
Here we go.
Hola, Super Mamas. This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia.
And this week on the show is just Bricia and I sitting down and talking about our week.
Again.
We are going to talk about a little situation that I had with Krista over the weekend. And
a lot of mean girls. Regina George's, a lot of them. Not just one.
One or two.
How do you handle a Regina George
in your life?
With your child.
That was tough.
Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Yes.
We don't have the answers, but we do have a lot to say.
Enjoy the show.
Hello. How is everybody doing?
Everybody's doing well.
I hope all of you guys staying cool.
It's crazy it's hot.
Crazy hot here in LA.
I bet you people in like Texas and Arizona and are like, ugh, you guys are so spoiled in LA.
You guys are at 100, whoop-de-whoop, what's the big deal?
Well, no, in some parts of LA yesterday was like 118, like in Burbank, it was 118, which is like hell for us.
I think that's actually how hot hell is.
I don't even want to think about it. Like, it's crazy. Like last night,
I don't
night,
know how you do it without AC.
I do not have central AC. I do have a portable one that keeps like a portion of my house cool, but
cool. Okay,
but at night last night we actually fell asleep in like underwear. Sabina only had a diaper on. Krista only had like calzones, and me too. I was like, I am not even gonna put PJs on. And at night, Sabina woke up and she wanted water. So I gave her water. We sat down. She wanted water. I gave it to her. And then after, I fell asleep with the cup in my hand and it tipped over. Like I had it like by my head and tipped over and I got wet and I was like, oh my God, this feels so good. It didn't even bother me. I was like, I should do that. And mom told me that she so went funny. To sleep with her clothes wet last night.
With her clothes wet? I told her to sleep over my house.
I know, with Elizabeth, our sister. She said that in her room it was like 86 degrees.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Everybody's just...
I know. Every time, as soon as like we open the door and the baby goes outside, he's like...
Oh, poor thing.
So we're like, you must stay inside.
Yeah. Well, I haven't sent the girls to school.
Where it's a nice 75 degrees.
But you know, like mom got to my house. My kids are sick. So she came over to help me today. And she walked in and I had the AC at like 70. And she was like, no. Let's put it up to 76 because we don't want them to get more sick. I was like, okay. She was like, in Bridget's house, we have it at 76 and it's fine.
Yeah. She puts the air conditioning at 77, 78. She puts it at. But it's still pretty cool. I mean, it's 78 AC. So they're still like, it's cool. But anyway, and your kids are sick.
My kids are sick.
What are your kids not sick?
I don't know. Well, Carissa's never sick. So that's why, you know, I kept her home because I was worried about her. I think it's because all the changes, in the climate. I don't know.
And then what I don't understand is how they're sick and then they go to the movies. That also I don't understand.
But you know what? Like, I realized that they get sick overnight. Like at night. Like last night, again, Sabina had fever at night. But it only happens at night. And like, she has a runny nose throughout the day, but it's only at night when it really hits. She's coughing, sneezing, fever. So I'm keeping them home for as long as I can. You know, they're miserable. out. I don't know. I got an email yesterday from school and they're still outside, and I know Krista, and she would be in the sun all day and she wouldn't care. So she's going to get home overheated. So they're staying at home. They're staying at home for as long as I can.
Wow. Or the movies, really, because they're not at home. They're at the movies.
They went to the movies today.
I don't understand. They're like, I'm keeping them at home. I'm keeping them at home. I'm like, and then you're sending them to the movies?
I didn't send them to the movies. Mom sent them to the movies. And, you know, mom's a good judge. She's a good judge when they're sick. If she considered them like really, she would have kept them home. But they
went to the movies. Not sick.
They are sick.
Okay. So they're sick, but they went to the movies to infect all the other people in the movie theater.
Hey, take it up with mom, okay? I don't know. I don't know about this one.
Anyway. Well, did I tell you what happened to me yesterday?
No.
So yesterday, you know how it was like a strawberry moon?
Yes.
Last night, and you're supposed to set out your intentions and all this good stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. I go to take a shower, you know, clean my space and sit down and like write all my intentions for the rest of like, you know, the year and all the stuff. Got in the shower, you know, I got my black African soap, you know, I got all clean. I turned the shower off and it didn't come off and it didn't turn off.
What?
And I was like, what? And I turned it on and turned off. The freaking valve broke. And the water wouldn't stop coming out.
There's a drought out there, Bricia.
And there's a drought. And I felt so bad because I'm like, one, you know how... And then I was hearing on my way to home that there's like all this power being used right now because it's a heat wave and there's so much water being used and like people are not saving and my thing won't turn off. You know, and I'm like, oh, I'm like so freaking... I got a cubeta put it on to save water. I don't know. I didn't know what to do. My husband wasn't home. I don't know how to shut off the water from our house. So then he came home, he shut off the water finally, and then I had to YouTube how to fix a running shower. I tried to fix it, I broke it. We had to call the plumber to come in today. It turns out I broke like a piece and they had to like break my wall and like change the piece. Like it's gonna cost us all this money to fix it because I tried to fix it through YouTube. So it was a YouTube fail moment.
So no intentions last night.
No, I still wrote them out. So at night I was like, what is this trying to tell me? That like, take your intentions and take them down the drain. I was just like, ah. But I was like, but throughout what was happening, I was trying to stay calm. Because I was like, no, maybe this is teaching me to like not freak out about little things that can be fixed. I was like, let's find the problem.
How long was your water running for?
For a while.
Oh my God.
And I was like grabbing, I have a few tools at home. I have a good collection of tools. So I was able to, I took all the parts out of the shower.
And the water was coming down? Were you getting wet or what?
No, I put it so it came out from the
faucet. Oh, okay. You should have, did you fill out the tub?
No, I didn't fill out the tub. Maybe I should have, huh? No, it was just too much water. It would have overflown. It was just like a whole situation that happened last night with me and my husband and my just shower. Just,
oh my God.
I know. And then we had to turn off the water from the house. So this morning, you know, we had to go to the bathroom. So we had to turn the water on and the thing keeps going like, psh. So I had like to put water. So then like this morning. And so then after we took a shower and after he went to the bathroom and all that stuff, we turned the water off again. But I had already filled out a couple buckets. So then towards the end, like I was just, you know, using buckets of water to like wash my hands or, you know, try to recycle as much water as I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband didn't know how to use recycled water. So Paulina and I, you guys already know, we grew up in Oaxaca. So when we used to go
to... What do you mean he didn't know how to use recycled water?
So when we went to, we grew up in Oaxaca, we used to visit our abuelita. You know, she had tinas of water.
Oh, yeah.
So you know how you got the jicara and then you put the jicara... kind of like you throw, that's how you kind of grab it and that's how you wash your hands,
right?
You don't put your hands inside the jicara, right? No. You just wash it and you put... No, my husband was like grabbed the bowl, took it out, and then put his hands inside and like wet them like he was getting a manicure. And I was like, no, babe, that's not how you wash your hands like that. Like, and I showed him. He was like, oh, I was like, you don't know that pueblo life.
So he wouldn't know how to take a shower?
And he was like, I was like, you don't know that pueblo life. You don't know that struggling life. And he was like, I do. When I used to visit Mañana Lupita, she used to shower me in like buckets. I'm like, sure. Sure.
Remember, Grandma used to shower us with buckets in the middle of the patio.
Yeah.
She didn't care. She didn't care. We used to wash dishes, everything like that.
Yeah.
Till the day she died, she didn't have like a
faucet like or running water.
No, she didn't. She, and you know, my husband's family till this day, when I go, they shower my kids outside with the manguera, like outside in cubetas. It's refreshing with cold water.
Yeah, my husband was like, my nana didn't have a shower head. Like she did, but she didn't use it. She, you know, we used to do. I'm like, sure. Then how come she didn't teach you how to wash your hands like that? He's all getting a manicure. Like, no, what are you doing? Anyway.
He doesn't listen, right?
I hope not. He's going to be like, I can't believe you said that. All right, guys. Let's take a break and we come back. It's my sister and I again. We'll be right back. And we're back. I know I should. I'm going to tell my husband. I'm going to teach him.
That's
how
what I do with
to
my
save
kids.
Water.
No,
to
I
save
do. Water. I mean, not like in the patio, but like within the tub. I fill out a bucket of water, and that's how I shower them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't leave the running shower when you're in a tub.
No,
but they're still in the tub.
They're still in the tub, but like yeah. I have a bucket inside the tub, and I just fill it up, and with that bucket, I shower them, and I save water. It's my way of saving water.
Oh, so you fill out the okay, got it. Yeah.
So I only use one bucket of water at the most, one and a half with them.
So they're not sitting in like water in the tub?
No, not at all. No,
good. You're doing your part for California and the world, really. We're running out of water. There's water in this world. And all I keep thinking about it, it's like, oh my God, the day we run out of water, I'm going to be like, I remember the day when all that flow of water was flowing through my house.
No, seriously.
I'm going to hell.
You know, like I was talking to my husband the other day. And I was like, we were talking about water. They were talking about water at church, right? About the scarcity of water. And I was like, you're right. Like in Oaxaca, there's certain days that the water gets to your house. You remember that?
Yeah, there still are. Yeah. Dad gets water like that. Yeah, Dad lives in Oaxaca.
Yeah,
in
so he's like, oh, Tuesday. Today we get water. So he turns on all the things and they fill up all their huge tanks.
Yeah.
And that...
What are they called?
Rotoplas.
No, but they're called cisternas.
Las cisternas,
cisternas,
yeah.
Right?
So they like, oh, Tuesday, we have to like
fill out the cisterna, mm-hmm. And then that's the water they use for the entire week.
Yeah.
So they actually like have a water storage area.
And if they run out, they actually have to buy them by the pipe.
A pipe of water.
Yeah,
a pipe
of water. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, they pay for...
Extra water,
which is like, I mean, it's tough, but you know.
You make it work. Here. I mean, that's the way you live and you get used to it.
But right here, it's like...
Speaking of Oaxaca, how horrible.
It is very sad and very horrible to see all of that happening. And you always hear two sides, you know?
I don't care. I mean, honestly, I posted this on my Facebook today. And I was driving to work today and I heard on KPCC... a story about what was happening in Oaxaca, and I was just crying because I just feel so frustrated.
Oh yeah,
so frustrated because there's nothing like you and I could do. I really don't know what to do. Like I there's nothing I could do. There's really nothing you could do. Like, and it's just like it's just crazy to me. Like, for those of you who do not know what's happening in Oaxaca, and I'm sure a lot of you guys don't know what's happening in Oaxaca. There is a confrontation between the
teachers union
and the government officials because the president signed into law an education reform bill that lists several changes in the education system in hopes to better it. You know, whether it does or doesn't, I don't know. Whether the teachers are right or wrong, I don't know. Mm. I really, you know, the government in Oaxaca is really ineffective. Mm-hmm. But so is also education.
Yes.
We have one of the worst education systems in the world. So obviously both sides are not really being effective at mm-hmm. their job. When I hear about this, it's just like, I think about all these kids who have already have it bad. Mm-hmm. You know, like what sort of opportunities would these kids have for their life? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Like, and then they don't have school. They don't know how to read. They're not going to learn how to like add, subtract, you know? And I'm like, here I am worrying about like Rye and Waldorf and all these things. And these children just let them just even learning how to read is a privilege.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad to me, you know? And I'm just like so angry. Like, I'm like,
but this is not something new. Like people like are that are just hearing about it, they're like, oh my God. But this has been going on forever. Like ever since we were kids, I remember like the teachers always striking every single year. Like it's
we're right. Yeah.
It's been going on forever.
Yes. Like I said, both the education system yeah. is being ineffective and the government is being ineffective. Both parties. And to me, it's just like it's just ultimately it. I know it always lies. There has to be one key person, both in government and one yeah. key person in the teachers union that can just like sit and talk mm-hmm. and like reason and talk about like common sense. Hey, we need to get paid more. Hey, you need to take a test. That makes sense. Yay. Let's open schools and teach children and become a better country. Like you would think. But there's no. all these politics and there's all these egos and there's all these like people thinking about themselves first
yeah.
and like not thinking about like a country succeeding and their children being educated. It's really sad.
Yeah. Everybody talks about like, oh, it's for the children. It's for the children. But I'm like, there's no school. Like children are not going to school. Like some of them haven't even finished their year. And the sad part is like, that's why there's so many private schools in Oaxaca. So many. And they're so expensive.
Yeah.
And parents.
Yeah. I mean, you have no. You
there's
have
no other choice.
You have no option but to send your child to public
school. And all of the money
there.
That they make is going into private schools.
Well, that sounds like us here.
Yeah. But, you know, all the money that they're making. But, you know, like in Oaxaca, you know, people barely have money to eat. And people are like working just for private school because that's the only way that their kids go to school.
Yeah.
You know, that there's if your kid is in a public school, you don't know if they're going to go to school tomorrow or not. You know, and then when the strikes start, you don't know how long they're going to last. They can last for a day, for a week, for a month. And what are you going to do with your kids? It's just like it just messes up with the whole system. Like what do parents do with their kids when they're not going to school because the yeah. teachers are striking? What if they have to go to work? What are they going to do? And then the parents like lose their jobs because they don't have childcare. And like there's this whole cycle of everything that happens around the situation that it's just very, very sad. And like sometimes like some of these people, like, you know, we have a lot of family out there. So these people already get used to it. They're like, oh, you know, there's no school today. So, okay, let's just wait and see how long it's going to take for them to go back to school. And the kids are not learning anything, you know, and then they're, like you said, they're already bad. They already have like very limited opportunities and yeah. they're not learning anything, you know, and it's very, very sad. And it just sucks. It happened once 10 years ago. And I think this was the anniversary of the first confrontation between the police and the teachers. And it happened again 10 years later.
Or I don't know. I just think people are just, it's weird. But anyway, what did you do this weekend?
Oh my God, I overbooked myself on Saturday.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, I overbooked myself both days. I was, I wasn't going to go to like, we had four events, five things to go to. Two birthday parties, a picnic, and a baptism. Five things going on, and I had to like really choose what to
Wait,
do.
Wait, you had repeat what?
I had two birthday parties, a picnic, and a baptism.
The life of a mom.
Yeah, because now it's not only like Krista's friends, but now Sabina's friends that are turning, you know, and everybody has
and
birthday
your friends.
Parties and my friends. So we went to this little birthday party because it was at 10 in the morning, which was perfect. I was like, genius idea. From now on, I should have birthday parties at 10 in the morning. And then they'll be done at noon, and that's it. Everybody goes home. So we went, and the kids were playing in the water. Then we went to another party, and I was kind of telling you something that happened over there. And I was like, mm-hmm. with Krista, that I don't know. I need your wise advice.
My wise advice. Ask Bricia.
This is the Ask Bricia moment. Uh-huh. So I went to this thing, and you know, I took the kids, and there's kids over there, and Krista is a very friendly person. You know, when she sees other kids, she always calls them my friends. Oh, look, they're my friends. She's never seen them in her life, right? But they, mm-hmm. she calls all She's the sweet. Kids her friends.
She's sweet and naive, your daughter.
She is. I realize that.
She's a child. I wish we were all like that. So like, hey, there goes my friend. Like, bitch, I know you.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. And it broke my heart because, you know, we get there and there's these two little girls there. And obviously there's like the queen bee. And then there's the other one that is just like the sidekick. You know, like you could
like
see
like Regina
that.
George.
Yeah, you could see that.
Yeah, and like there's always like one person who is like the leader, and then like the side,
so crazy,
and then there's the side girl who's just like yes, 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 yeah. to whatever you say.
Okay, they're like 6 years old. Okay,
yeah, like Regina George and her squad.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mean Girls.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So there's these girls, and we were sitting right in front of them, and we're eating, and Krista's trying to make conversation because she's
so
excited.
Lindsay Lohan comes by.
Yeah, she's excited because there's kids, and she's gonna play. She thinks she's gonna play, right? Mm-hmm. So then she's like, hey, guys, like, you know, my daddy and whatever. She's trying to make conversation. And these girls completely ignore her. Right. Completely just like ignore her. And then she keeps talking to them and they roll their eyes at them. 6 years old. They roll their eyes at my daughter.
6 years old. They're first graders.
First graders. They roll their eyes and like they like whisper amongst each other and they start giggling. And I wanted to like throw them in the pool. You know, I was like, how, you know, and I was like, okay, I'm going to let her, you know, just deal with it. I'm right here next to her. They're not going to do anything to her. And she just kept trying to like, and then all of a sudden, like she just grabs her hand and puts her in her mouth. Like I know when she's starting to get real uncomfortable because she starts like biting her nails mm-hmm. and she started biting her nails and she was like, mommy, they don't want to be my friends. And at that moment, I was like, inside of me I was crying and I was like, it's okay honey, like I'll be your friend, like, you know, there's more kids in the party, there's more kids, like, you know. She was like, okay. Then, you know, we keep eating and then these two girls get up and go and my daughter goes behind them to follow them
because she wants to feel accepted.
Yeah,
right?
So she goes, completely ignore her again. So then she goes and she sits in a corner by herself and she's just sitting there, like just sitting. So I told my husband. And he went and sat down next to her and talked to her and, you know, explained to her. And he said, you know, don't worry, we'll play with you. Like, we'll play with you. But I just, oh, man, that
like, what
really
do you do?
Broke my heart. Like,
because she's so young. She's 4 years
she's
old.
She's so young. I swear I'm like tearing up because it just really hurt me, you know, just to see her. And I was like, ugh. I was mad. And I was like, they're kids. You know, like, what can I do? Like, I'm not going to go to their parents and be like, your kids are being mean to my daughter. They don't want to play with her. Like, but it really, really hurt me. It made me angry and it hurt me. Like, it hurt me to see my daughter in a situation like that where she was being hurt. I've always talked to you about this. Like, she's so, like, she sees everybody like, oh, my friends. And I'm starting to see, like, there's going to be things like that come up. You know, I don't know what the new school that she's going to, you know, she's had her friends. You saw she graduated. And you know how we all got together in a circle and all the families were so like, mm-hmm. you know, we're like a community and everybody loves each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, you were a kumbaya moment.
We were like, we had a kumbaya. Everybody was crying. Like, we're going to miss you. And so, you know, the kids are in a very safe place, you know, amongst each other.
Yeah.
Now she's going to move on to this new cycle in her life. And after this weekend, I was like, oh my God, I started to think like, what if there's mean people out there, you know?
What if after talking about Oaxaca?
You know, like, what is that going to be like? What am I going to do? How am I going to react? Like, it was very tough. It was hurting. My husband and I were hurting. We were both hurting. Like, he was hurting because you know how much he like loves and protects those girls. And he was hurting. He was mad. And I was like, we can't be mad at those girls because they're just girls and they don't know any better. But I was like, how are we going to give our, what are we going to tell our daughter? How do we make her less naive, you know? How?
I mean, she just, that's a tough one. I think she just became less naive. I think she just had the realization, like, wow, not everyone's going to like me.
I know.
Which is like a horrible sort of like thing, you know, like mm-hmm. to have at that young age where, you know, when you go into somebody and just being that, like, her first rejection as like yeah. from someone and like laughing at her. And then she obviously felt it because she started biting her nail. She went to the side and she was just trying to process it and trying to be like, why are these girls not liking me?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's when to me, it's just like crazy because she's so young. Because usually girls kind of experience that when they get older.
Yeah.
You know, 12, 13, I guess. Like when they're, you know, when they go through puberty and all these things. And you go to junior high and then you have cliques at school and then blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, you're able to have kind of like a different conversation with kids about like, well, you know.
Yeah. How do you explain it to a 4-year-old?
They're four and they're just sort of like, you know, without like also intervening and like sheltering them because yeah. you know you want them to like also understand what's going on, but what they're for, like what can they understand?
So, and it was crazy because later on that day there were several kids of different ages. So I went into, they have like a playroom, and I went, and there were two older girls that probably they were like 7 or 8, and they were like sitting next to each other and they were having these like deep conversations about life. Like, yeah. And you know what? Like the other day. Yeah. And I don't understand my mom. Yeah. You know, like random conversations. Like, and they had like they had a cup of water with a straw. And it was just so funny because they were like, they would sip on their drink and they would continue talking and they would sip on their drink.
Well, also here it is. Here's another thing also. I feel like one of the things that we can control is the people that we as adults are around.
Yeah.
Obviously, those two girls are a reflection of their parents, of their moms.
Yeah.
I am pretty 100% sure that their moms are the exact same way. Because they see their moms act a certain way, they act a certain way.
I'm naive then.
You're not naive. She's 4 years old. I mean, like, you know, you're a friendly person.
I am.
You're always like, hey, you know, what's up? You were always friendly since you've always had friends since you were in junior high school. You've always been very like amiguera, yeah. right? Very like that. So, you know, and you always see the good in people. So it's just like you have to be, I guess, I mean, and you don't want to close off yourself from people, but I mean, it's their parents.
No, I know. And you know,
and I'm telling you, I'm sure that mom is the same way as a little girl.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure, I guess. And I
know. Yes or no? Do you know the mom?
Yeah, I know the mom. And I don't think she's like that. I don't think she is. I don't see it like that. I mean, she's nice to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't see her that often. But, where I put my daughter in like situations with people that I know, or like I take them to places that are people that I know. Yeah. Like this has never happened. But like, for example, like I started thinking about kindergarten, you know, new people, like
what if these girls already have friends and then she comes. I always like to think there's always one nice person in a classroom who finds the older nice person.
Yeah.
You know, it always happens like in a classroom or in a big thing. There's always like that one person that's like really nice. Who's always like open to be friends with other people.
Oh, that's gotta be Krista.
But there's always another person who's also really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hopefully. You know, who's friends. And it's just sort of, it's hard to see because you don't want your child to suffer.
It's hard. It was very hard for me at the moment because I couldn't help but to have like bad feelings for these girls. And you know,
I
like,
can't help but having bad feelings for these girls.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, how dare you be like that? Like, and I was like,
I know, but then do you have a conversation with the mom? And then how is the mom going to react with her? Like, why are you being mean to her? And then she's going to be like, you tattletale. Do you know what I mean? How do you tell a mom, like, your daughter was rolling her eyes, and then she's going to be like, what do you mean rolling her eyes? Are you criticizing my daughter?
or like my parenting, you know what I mean? Like, we always talk about judgment and all that stuff. It was very tough. It was a very tough situation for me and my husband. So at the end, you know, she found other kids and like, you know, she was playing, but.
And it's just like crazy to see just how our human condition is. Like, we always look for acceptance. Mm-hmm. You know, we always like, if someone doesn't like us, like we go after them.
Right.
But that goes all the way to like later, you know, when we have boyfriends, the guy that doesn't call us back, that's the guy we want, you know, like, you know, the husband who beats the wife. I mean, I'm not saying beat, but like, you know, the husband who mistreats the wife, Shaiba, because she likes it, yeah. You know, or like, well, not that she likes it, just like we yearn for that.
I don't know why.
I don't. It's just like, and obviously it's a human condition that we have. Like, that's weird. That like. You know, like, we want things that we can't...
That we can't get.
That we can't get for some reason.
And the next day, you know, we're at home and she was being mean to Sabina. And I said, honey, do you remember how you felt when the kids were being mean to you? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, that's the same way Sabina feels when you're mean to her. And she was like, oh, okay. You know, so I think she kind of, like, got it. But
she'd be like, if you don't behave, I'm going to take you back to these little girls.
And I was just like... very surprised that it was like a such a young age, you know.
Or is it a young age? Maybe that's just a new norm.
That is scary, you know. And
do you think boys go through the same thing?
I don't know.
That sounds more like a girl thing, huh? Okay, good.
We're so catty with each other, you know. We're so, I'm like,
because I don't really see two boys rolling their eyes at another boy, right? They're like, you want to play? Sure.
I don't know.
That's how I see it, but then it may be wrong. Maybe they push around like, you're weak. You can't take a ball. You know, I don't know.
They come and take their sandwich away at lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about my kid.
And your kid is so calm and friendly, too.
Right?
Because you're like, here's my sandwich.
You're so smile.
Mom, starting tomorrow, please make two sandwiches.
Because there's this kid in school who always likes my sandwiches. I don't know what I would do.
You know what I mean? And then the bullying and all that stuff. And just because I saw her reaction of just like retracting and biting her nails, I was like, oh my God, like I need to find something to do because she needs to react better to these kind of things, you know? Instead of just going back to closing herself up and like, you know, like she got very stressed. I saw her. I know when she gets stressed. Right.
And I don't know if at that moment you would go and be like, hi, I see you're being stressed.
Well, you know?
Or like, I see you're biting your nails. Is that, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess you just have to work through her feelings with her so she's able to like express her emotions. And like, you know, one of the things that like they always say in RAI is to like not say it's okay when it's not okay. Mm-hmm. Like, They always tell us, like, you know, if like you and your husband get in a fight or something happens, or if like if you're like something happens with you and you're crying and your child goes up to you and it's like, mommy, are you okay? And you're like, no, everything's okay. Mommy's okay. Just, you know, go and play. Like, the kid can tell you're not okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, the kid always thinks like it's their fault because kids and humans are very egocentric. So kids are always thinking like, maybe I made my mom cry, or is it something I did that made her cry, or like, mm-hmm. It's me. So if you tell her like, yeah, mommy's sad, but it's because it's a grown-up problem and it has nothing to do with you, but yeah, I'm sad right now, but I just need some time or something, just to let them like just be truthful for them. Mm-hmm. So like, if telling her like it's okay, maybe that's not the right thing to say because it's not okay,
right? I don't think I told her that it was okay. I was just telling her like, there's more kids to play with here, you know. You don't have to play with those girls.
She'd have been like, you want to go hit that girl? Here's a bat.
But oh my God, that was very
Remember what her friend said, that her daughter was like kind of like shy, and after she took karate, like it really brought her like outwardly and helped her sort of like come out of her shell a little bit more.
But you know, like, Krista's not shy. I mean, you know, you saw her that day, she performed.
Maybe she learns how to do karate, and you know, she last night she just like bust a move to those girls at the very least.
We are gonna send her to taekwondo. She really wants to do that. She wants to be a ninja
or sports. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think this is when like those things are really good for children. Mm-hmm. Like whether it's sports or, yeah, obviously karate's a sport. Yeah. So they can sort of like make that their avenue.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to send her to like a summer camp. Relief. Summer camp before school for a couple of weeks, just so she can be in a different situation and see how she navigates through that and see mm-hmm. how she likes it. But that was a tough one for me. That was a tough one. More than she's rarely in that situation when we go, you know, over there. But just her reaction kind of like worried me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was just like, oh man, no, she needs to learn. And I...
But she's four.
No, I know. But still, like, you know, like, I heard something. And maybe also because I heard something earlier that day. Remember I told you my friend was like telling me, I don't know why I expect my kid to be a certain way if I'm not like that. And she sees right. that. Mm-hmm. So then when that happened, I was like, I don't know why I expect her to be like that when I'm not. I was never that kind of person growing up. You know, I was very shy always. Like, I never like confrontation. I never like stood up for myself. And that worried me. That worried me because I was like, I don't want her to be like that. I want her to be able to like say something about it or like, you know, just...
If the girls be like, well, I see you rolling your eyes at me, so that means you don't like me. Later. You know, like that. I mean, ideally, but that's like in a movie or something.
No, but you know, like start to give her the tools for her right. to be different because I was like, damn, she's going to turn out to be like the way I've been for all... I mean, I'm changing now, but like my whole life growing up, I was never...
Well, here's another thing that I know it's true, that our children pick up on our body language more than they pick up on our words. Mm-hmm. Because especially since they're kids, you know, for more than half of her life, Krista has not been able to speak and mm-hmm. communicate through words. She hasn't. For more than half her life. Right?
Yeah.
Because she was starting speaking at how old? Two?
Like a two.
Two. So she's four. So she hasn't been able to communicate with you verbally for half of her age.
She still doesn't.
Okay. So her language is body language. So even though you tell her these things and like verbally, she needs to see you physically act a certain way mm-hmm. for her to be a mirror of those. I mean, I just honestly truly believe that our children are just our mirrors.
Yeah.
Look at my child. My child loves hats and glasses. And all he wants to do is wear them because he sees his dad wear like hats and glasses.
And dance hip hop
because he sees me dance hip hop at home.
Yeah.
But you're like, if he listens to a cumbia, he'll be like, what is this? But your daughter listens to it and she dances because she hears Ramiro and she sees her dad dance a certain way.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have to tell her like, hey, honey, like, look at like, I want you to like cumbia. It's just, she sees it.
Yeah.
She sees it. And then you know how much they grasp these little things.
Ugh,
I know. Kids grasp the weirdest things that you're like, oh my God, I do that. Because even my kid, when he dances, he does this move I do. And I'm like, at what point were you watching me?
Yeah.
Like, at what point were you looking at me and like, now you're mimicking me?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful. We are a mirror. And our child is reflected through us.
Yeah.
So we have to be more cognizant of that. Like, whether we, you know, through everything we do, we have to be great role models for our children. We just have to be.
That's a lot of pressure.
Well, ¿quién te manda tener hijos? All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we will have our Patterns to Pattern segment brought to you by 7 Generations. We'll be right back. And we're back with our segment, Patterns to Patterns, brought to you by our friends of the 7th Generation, where we ask our guest or each other, what is a generational pattern that we would like to break in our lives? So since I did it last time, my sister, what is a generational pattern?
Well, You know how you were talking about the strawberry moon, and you know, I got a message yesterday too from one of our friends saying like that it was a lot about breaking patterns from our childhood, which was, I thought it was very interesting.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, she, Linda. Hey, Loose Warrior.
Hey.
She was explaining that it was like patterns that, or things that come up from your childhood that you're repeating now.
Uh-huh.
That you should be very aware of.
Which is what we were just talking about.
Yeah, but like I was telling her, that's crazy because lately my husband and I have been bickering a lot. And I think it's because I, not only that, but like we were doing it in front of our kids. And I was like, oh my God, like I remember that our parents would argue so much in front of us all the time. Like there was a point where
used to?
Well, they still do.
Used to? Last time I picked them up from the airport, 20 minutes into the ride, I was like, listen, you guys, I'm going to make one rule in my car and in my home. As soon as you come into my space, you are not allowed to speak negatively out of each other. You're only to say positive things about each other from now on. And they stayed quiet the entire time.
They had nothing to talk about.
So not used to, my dear.
Well, yeah, they do.
They still do.
They still do. No matter, like,
about
right?
Anything.
About anything. I about mean, the
oh
fly.
Oh, my God. Like, there's not, like, 5 minutes can go by without, like, my parents arguing about the color of the wall. It's red. It's not red. It's yellow. You're just colorblind. I'm not blind. You're blind. You're calling me blind. That's because you're old. You're older. Like, I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
So, you know, like, so I was telling my husband that yesterday, you know, I was like, oh, my God, like, we need to stop. And so he was like, you're right. You know, sometimes we don't realize it. We just like, we just go and the kids are just there. So yesterday, when we were setting intentions, we were talking about just not doing that anymore. So, you know, we said, well, even if we have to talk about something, we're just going to like stop and wait until the kids are asleep or gone. And that also helps the situation because you like cool down, you know, and you like think about it and then you sit down and actually talk because that's what we did. So that's one of the patterns that I need to break. You know, I do not want to argue in front of my kids anymore.
Good. That is a great pattern to break.
Yes.
I hope mom and dad are listening right now. They're going to be like, we're too old to break a pattern.
Yeah, because that's, you know, like,
that's so true.
Because we get used to it. Like, we're used to it. You and I are used to it. Like, they're like yeah. Oh, there they go again. We just roll our eyes at each other. Yeah. We start having side conversations.
As they argue.
You know what I mean? And I don't want my kids to do that. I don't want my kids to do that. And then, you know, we're like, they're just fighting. They'll get over it.
But you know what? Going back to the kids being, like, aware of body language, like, people under, like, you know how, like, when you and Ramiro are mad, I can tell. I'm like, why are you guys mad with each other? Right?
Yeah.
Our kids can't without us saying anything.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing. Like, body language is stronger than we give it credit for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, ladies, for more information on Seventh Generation, please visit their website at seventhgeneration.com. And if you are a fan of their products, like my sister and I are, make sure to hashtag your pictures with Supermama Generation. We'd love to see you guys using their products. You know how much we love them. Their diapers, their wipes.
Oh, and
their cleaner. Everything. Wait, love them.
Somebody just posted on the closed group about the feminine products.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They have feminine products.
Okay, maybe I can finally use tampons. Okay, I'm going to order a box of tampons from Seventh Generation and I'm going to see if like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I already ordered mine.
Okay. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Google that little girl's name, that pink girl. Don't worry about it.
And you know, like,
we're I'm about to go Regina George on that girl.
But you know, like, that's
horrible. I'm kidding, you guys.
And you know what's it? Like, I'm sure that's how a lot of problems start between grown-ups. Because we're really good friends with our parents.
But that's how it starts with siblings.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if it was, like, my daughter doing that to your daughter. Like,
but like,
what the hell's wrong with your daughter? What the hell's wrong with your daughter? You know?
Yeah.
We raise our children better. It's time for a Super Mama pick or tip of the week. Sister?
Oh my God, I have not the healthiest pick.
But
I may be like super late on the train, but I recently discovered YouTube Kids. You know, there's a special channel a special app called YouTube Kids.
Hello, Ana Flores was telling us about it.
That's how I found out about it. And so, like, it's cool because you can actually put the setting of the age. I chose like preschool stuff, and you know, I'm like, if they're gonna be on the thing when I'm in a restaurant, they might as well just look at things that are just for kids appropriate.
I love how you're like shy about it, looking at me like I'm gonna judge you that your children are on the thing.
Well, it's not a right thing, you know.
If they're gonna be body language, what did I say? Okay. Own it.
Yes.
Who cares?
My kids watch YouTube and I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, no. That's body language. You see what I mean? What you just did with your head right there? You're like, because you know, and you looked away. I'm going to call you out from now on for your daughter. I'm going to do it for Krista. Who cares?
There's like so many egg videos. It's insane. Like, and they have like millions of views. Crazy. Like people, there's music, like Nintendo music, uh-huh. And there's people just opening eggs. Opening eggs with the little gifts inside, you know,
the Kinder sorpresa.
But some of them are not even Kinder sorpresa anymore. They're just eggs with things inside. People are like, they just see hands shaking at the eggs, opening the eggs, and kids are just like, wow.
Eggs.
Eggs with things inside.
That is so bizarre.
They're like 20 minutes long and just people opening eggs and putting things, like just looking at the eggs. I'm like, why are you watching that? Let's watch something else. And I always try to change it to other things like songs or things like that. Somehow they just keep finding the damn eggs.
It's the same thing as why would you watch somebody put makeup on?
I guess.
Right? Like, who watches hours of someone painting their face?
Yeah. And you know, like when Krista was like first like in her watching YouTube back in the days, like I would have to be very careful about what she was doing.
Because
she would find just the weirdest things. So I'm very happy that now there's like YouTube Kids and there's only kids
YouTube.
By a certain age.
If you want to sponsor us, YouTube.
For real.
Hit me up. supermamasisters@gmail.com. Anyway, my pick came from a present that my husband's daughter gave him for Father's Day.
Oh, gave him.
I don't know if I have mentioned my husband has a daughter who's about to be 21 next
month. What? He has a daughter?
21 years old.
I know.
Next month. She turns, a month and a half? August 5th, she turns 21.
Wow.
I'm going to take her out to a bar. So she came up. She lives in San Diego. So she came up for Father's Day and gave him the coolest present ever. And I was like, Tay, you know this is going to be used by me, right? She's like, it's okay. It's a head massager. Have you seen these?
A head massager?
It's a copper head massager. It looks like a huge fork. It looks like a whisk. Like a whisk, you know, that you would do the eggs.
Oh, you see it?
Look, it's this one.
Yes, I have one from Oaxaca.
You have one from Oaxaca?
Yeah, they sell them in the streets in Oaxaca.
Oh, well, I never seen them in the streets when I go to Oaxaca.
Oh my God. Some people like it. Some people don't like the feeling because it's like a very...
It's the best feeling ever.
It's kind of like an orgasm for your head. For real.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. My husband's daughter gave it to him. Like, I can think of it that way.
Here's an
orgasm, daddy. No, but...
For the head.
For the head. Like, it's like... I was like, what is this? I always do it in my baby. And he's always like...
He's like, Yeah, my kids don't like it because it's such a... I don't even know how to describe it. The feeling.
Wait, hold on. It says also known as a smorgasmatron. Smorgasmatron.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I guess. This innovating massager gives your entire body a relaxing sensation when you massage your head with its soft, rubber-tipped arms. Helps reduce tension by stimulating sensitive nerves in the scalp, too. Well, I hope it helps my resting bitch face. That's what I told
it's
Taylor.
It's very like,
I told Taylor, I was like, you think this is going to help my resting bitch face? She was like, I don't know. I was like, I just hope, because it just relaxes your face muscles, I'm assuming. So like,
it tingles your whole body.
Yeah. So, and it's only $6.
Yeah.
It's $6 on it Urban.
It's like 20 pesos in Oaxaca.
Oh, well, if you can't get yourself to Oaxaca, you can go to urbanoutfitters.com.
Yeah.
And type in copper head massager. It's $6, you guys. $6.
Yeah.
It's the best it's $6 best. Ever.
Well, I'm telling you, like my kids do not like it.
I mean, I have you given to another adult that doesn't like it? I'm sure adults like it. It's just great because you're just like relaxing and it's just like, se pone chinita la piel.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like an overdrive of emotion. Like you're...
But it's relaxing. Yeah. I just hope it like calms my face down, relax.
I love it. Yeah, I have it. I have one.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Take a picture of the Oaxaca one. I'll take a picture of this one for our Instagram at underscore supermama so you guys can take a look at it. But yeah, that's my pick of the week.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. $6.
I'm telling you, it's an orgasm for your head.
Sure. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening to another crazy week of my sister and I. Don't forget to get your tickets for the Supermama Social.
Supermamasocial.com. Get your tickets today, ladies. It's going to be such an awesome event. Get your tickets today, ladies. It's going to be such an awesome event. Oh, my God. We have so many surprises for you. I have already posted some things. We are going to have Viva Los Cupcakes. We're going to have Little Libros. We are going to have Paper Planes. We are going to have... Guess
Mexico
what? We're
Collective.
Gonna have Mexico Collective. And we are going to have the amazing, beautiful necklaces from our friend Vianney from Oaxaca.
Oh, yes.
She's going to have mommy and me sets available for the moms. They're you so all. Cute. Guys, you know how much I love those necklaces.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Don't worry about the heat. We got it covered.
Yeah, we're going to have misters. Okay, you guys, we're going to have misters. We're going to have water play areas. We're going to have shading.
We're going to have a lot of drinks.
We're going to have drinks. Refreshing. We're going to have water. We're going to have micheladas.
Yes.
We're going to have skinny girl cocktails.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Only one per person though, because I don't want you guys to get too tipsy. Your children are going to be there.
Yeah. But you know, like, don't worry about the heat. We got it covered. Remember.
We got it covered. Get it? Covered. We're going to cover it.
Right after nap time, before bedtime, there's no excuses. Bring your friends, bring your family, tell everybody about it. Share the information on your social media, guys. Help us spread the word.
Yes.
Please. We created an event on Facebook, so you can share that link. But also you can share our Instagram on Twitter. I've been putting all the information there too. Get your tickets, supermamasocial.com. Don't forget to follow us on our social media at underscore supermamas for both Instagram and Twitter, Supermamas Podcast for Facebook, and join our closed group.
Yes, ladies. Another week, another struggle.
Another struggle.
But we still love our children.
Let's see what this week brings us.
Well, after the strawberry moon and my intentions, I think it's going to bring us
good stuff.
Good stuff. All right, ladies. See you next week. Super Mama!
Super Mamas! Bye! Bye-bye!
I should have been a singer. Bye.